The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Thursday, end of another week, as of tomorrow. Just amazing how it goes. It's not slowing down any. One of the most unique warriors that I've ever seen in all my years in this business is Dr. Betty Martini. I don't know how many lives Betty has saved sounding the alarm about aspartame, Rumsfeld's revenge, and aspartame has made its way into countless thousands of products. It doesn't even have to be labeled anymore. They just put it in. I think a lot of these big food makers just don't care. And I don't think, honestly, the FTC or the FCC, the CDC and the FTC, I don't think they're monitoring and watching any of this for health and safety. I think they have other things to do, like lie, embezzle, cheat, steal, you name it. We don't have a government anymore here. Betty Martini is back with us this first hour tonight. And Betty, honestly, could you have imagined if someone told you 10 years ago, 5 years ago, that we would be facing a worldwide effort at genocide, which is what we're facing? It's so fast, and they had planned it for 20 years. That's how far back it goes, at least, as you know. Go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. No, I wouldn't have 5 years ago. But what's going on now is even hard to believe, because I sent you the report where a lawsuit was filed against Pfizer, and yeah. Pfizer said you have to dismiss it because the government went along with it, and the government paid us, and they're part of it. So therefore, we want our case dismissed. Now, yep. That's how far from reality that we have gone.
Well, here, let me jump in real quick and take that another half step into science fiction land. Israel gave Pfizer CEO Big Al Bourla the equivalent of the Israeli Nobel Prize. I guess in service to genocide. I don't know what else they'd give it to him for. But they did.
Well,
this is incredible.
It was so, well, look at Obama when I think it was the day after he got into office and they gave him the Nobel Prize.
I know. I know.
It, it's really crazy what's going on. But what is bothering me the most is what's happening to children today, about them vaccinating little children, and the reports that have come in today have been about the seizures that the babies are having, and the nurses are saying that the hospital has told them not to say anything. And of course, what worries me, if it's from the vax, they're not supposed to say they've had the vax, but aspartame is also a seizure-causing drug. It's
yeah.
on the FDA
yeah, yeah.
report for 4 times, and they're putting it in all the pediatric products.
Oh, it's so, in all kinds of medicines. It gives it a sweet taste. Yeah, it's everywhere.
But it's not labeled. And,
no.
This is why I set up that report, which is on your page. That really is a chapter from Dr. H.J. Roberts' medical text on aspartame and drug interaction, because people don't know that that's what's causing their problem. I mean, even with me being in the hospital and checking things, they gave it to me because yeah. now they've got it in vanillin, and doctors don't even look for that or realize it's genetically engineered with aspartame. So now you've got a biochemical on the market like aspartame, and then you've got this nano bioweapon, which, so between them both, nobody has a chance. Plus, they're using
right.
all these terrible drugs like, what is it, Remdesivir? And,
Remdesivir. Let me add something here. You mentioned children. This is important. Now, Betty's talking about the injection of little children 6 months to 5 years of age with this supposed vaccine. It is not a vaccine, never was supposed to be a vaccine, wasn't designed and constructed to be a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. We know that. Now, as bad as that is, and that is beyond words bad, odious, hideous, horrific. You don't put that in children who, in the first place, never really got COVID. Never mind the fact it was 99.97% survival. Nobody died from it. Not from the so-called virus. They died from the vax. Now, they're giving it to children, Betty, but did you know that Moderna is now, they've started a trial where their goal is to be able to inject these bioweapons into three-month-old babies. Not six, three. They want to start at three. It's infanticide.
It's exactly that. And these little children are getting cardiomyopathy and these cardiac problems.
They're done. They're done.
And yeah. yes, and so they'll have a premature death. And no child, like you say, has ever, ever died from COVID. They're just not at risk to get it. So it's, and they've got so many of these things in hospitals, you just can't go to the hospital anymore, because when I went, I had educated most of the doctors there. I'd brought them papers on aspartame, on the nanobio weapon, and it's surprising how little they knew. In fact, in my case, when I was giving out the information in Emory's hospital, they actually sent risk management to my room and said, we do not want you giving this information to the physicians. And these were great reports, like from Dr. Judy Mikovits and some of the scientists that are so renowned, but the hospitals do not want them to know. And that's a shame, because the last time I was at the hospital, it was with my husband. I told him not to vax him. They did it and killed him. So completely hard on me. And we try so hard to warn people, and a lot of people are just not listening. You know, I looked at what was on your website, where this man was just pleading with this woman not to take her babies in to get vaxxed, and she just walked right in. They're not listening, and you can't go back. You know, it's
no. She will have to live. She will have to live with the fact, in all likelihood, that she will have permanently, irrevocably damaged her little babies, if not killed them. That's what's going to happen.
Right.
Their immune systems can't handle this bioweapon. No, nobody can.
Mm.
Nobody.
And all those clots, and I think we were discussing the other clots that are not blood clots, because in the capillaries, they're so tiny that you have to have a D-dimer test just to pick
well,
those clots.
Those are amyloid clots, Betty. And the D-dimer won't work with those because they're not blood.
Mm-hmm.
They're made of misfolded proteins. They're protein. They're proteinaceous clots. They will not react with a D-dimer. That's my understanding.
Yes, and that's why they don't want autopsies, because they don't want you to find out all these things that they have created.
Correct.
And so, and they don't even know about it. I think it was a Canadian doctor who came out and said, wait a minute, like 60% of his patients had had reactions, and they were all cardiac problems. So he knew exactly that it had come from the vax.
He's dropped out of sight. I can't pull his name up at the moment, but he was very, very good, and he's just vanished. He's no more talk, nothing. I haven't seen anything from him. He was very good. I'll have to think of his name.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them that are very good. What was his name? Montanier was a Nobel Prize.
Well, Luc Montagnier, Nobel Prize winner. Yes, of course. Well, he was in his late 80s, and it's hard to know what happens. You know, he was doing work right up to the end. Very good work, too.
Yes, he was on his way to China. And then all of a sudden, you know, we heard about his death. And then there was the man who created the test that is so unscientific. And
Dr. Carey Mullis, another Nobel Prize winner. Yes.
And then he died, too. So, and then the man who developed the graphene oxide and said it would kill you, and then he died. So that's what's happening. And people should, you know, sit up and start doing some research before they simply roll up their sleeve and allow this to happen.
Well, it's too late for 80% of America, Betty. I don't mean to interrupt, but 80% of America approximately has taken multiple shots. We're talking about 5 and even 6 shots now. And last week, Pfizer announced that in all their booster shots, which number 3, 4 and up, will now have double the dose. That's what Pfizer announced that they're going to do. No question. Double the dose with all boosters. So good luck, those of you out there who are thinking of getting them. I don't know what to do. We've told you. Look at that video at the top of the homepage, please.
Yes.
Look at that woman's face. Look at her stern resolve. I'm getting my children protected. That's what she's saying with her face. I don't know what she said with her words, but she took those kids in there, and they're right now developing amyloidosis already. That's what's happening.
I know. And the FDA, and this is interesting, is they spent 8 hours discussing the boosters and voted against it, and it's just like they didn't vote. They just continued to give it to them after the FDA said no boosters. So it's like this recent article about Pfizer and the government. Mm-hmm. They're sort of working together, and whatever they say, they don't do. So they continue to give them. And it's interesting that we have doctors in other countries, like one I was talking to, and who's a Russian doctor, and he's a naturopath. And even without knowing what was going on over here, he said that by the time they get the third booster, they've got VADs or AIDS. And he says they're trying to use natural things there, but the people are becoming illogical, and they...
I can tell you what that is, Betty. That's misfolded proteins in the brain that is interfering with their cerebral processes. Hippocampus, that's the personality and other aspects thereof. These people are already dying of mad cow disease. That's what prion disease is. It's mad cow disease. And you mentioned about VADs. Everybody who gets the shots develops AIDS. They lose their immunological competence. They no longer have an immune system, and the door is wide open to anything. And as your friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, that brilliant genius doctor, said in one interview I heard, and in fact we played pieces of it on the program here, he said, we're going to see cancers we've never seen before. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're seeing cancers that are so uncommon, some of them don't even have names.
I know. He believes, because I've just been in contact with him, that, you know, that we can't fix the medical establishment. It's too late. And
I agree with him.
Yeah. I have to agree with him, yes, I did. And he's trying so hard, and he is just amazed. He's all like me. When it happens to children, he really gets upset. And he's seeing all this and trying to get the word out. He was the first one, Dr. Blaylock, that told people that they shouldn't be wearing a mask, because the mask itself would make the disease more prevalent. And then, you know, Dr. Mikovits wrote an article on it. But he's been writing several articles, Dr. Blaylock, trying to get people to think before they just go ahead and do it. You know, like the man said, at least do some research. At least do that, because there's no way to go back. There's simply no way to get unvaccinated. And as far as antidotes, we're not seeing a lot of help. There is Cerumen, but other than that, it's hard to get. It's a 100-year-old drug that's by injection, and so people are having a terrible time just knowing what to do when they're sick. They don't want to go to the hospital, and I get a lot of calls, so I see what's happening. And the interesting thing is, it's hard to talk to anybody who hasn't had a friend or somebody in their family who has either been very sick or died. So the numbers are not what you think. When I talked to Dr. Mikovits, and this was 6 months ago, she said probably 20 million have already died in the United States. And as far as VIRS is concerned, at the CDC, they admit only 1% do they get the records.
Reports on.
Do they get the records?
Yeah.
So, yes, and then you get all these articles where they show how the deaths are being deleted. So it's very important for people just to do some research on their own and try to protect their family, because it's not working. And now Biden said there's going to be a new pandemic. I call them a plandemic, like Dr. Mikovits, but we don't know what's coming next week. I suspect that if Biden said it's coming, he should know. So, like Dr.
Well, I'm not sure what he knows. He probably doesn't even know what day it is. He's such an idiot. But he does hear things, and if he does say things, in many cases, he's been instructed to say them. So, yes, he may know.
Well, when they start talking about it, you know they're up to something. So we have
they're
to
up to so many somethings. I agree.
Yeah. Sure enough.
It's crazy. Now, what Dr. Blalock said about cancers. We're seeing cancers now. I just had another note yesterday from one of our listeners, and he's probably listening right now, that a friend of his wife took the shot, and he didn't. And she suddenly came down with cancer. And seven of that man's friends, all of them who have taken the shot, the bioweapon shot, have all got cancer. Different types. It's showing up everywhere. And actually, if you understand that this bioweapon is transmissible, we call it shedding, through exhalations, sweat. You shake hands with somebody, it could be a fatal handshake. All body fluids and other means of transport. You have to understand that you are at risk, and those people who have been injected are at risk terribly around the unvaxxed, because those people who have been injected have no immune system. So why hang around people who are carrying normal doses of everyday pathogens when you have no immune system? Makes no sense. So it works both ways if you follow that.
And what they brought out is that you would see somebody that maybe had a class 1 cancer, but it immediately becomes a class 4. It's advancing.
It jumps right through.
Already existing.
Yep.
So you have that problem, too. And it's very difficult to not be around people. You don't know which ones are vaccinated and which are not. So
people are lying, Betty. They won't tell the truth. I don't blame them. I get the motivation. You don't want to make yourself either in or out of a group of people, so you say what the situation in your mind calls for. That's called contextual morality. It's also called lying. But people are lying all the time now. It's true. This whole thing is just fracturing, fragmenting, and disassembling our whole culture. It's coming apart. Not good. Hold on, Betty. I have to take a break. We'll come right back with Dr. Betty Martini in just a minute. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Dr. Betty Martini, who has spent decades trying to save lives and to watch this all unfolding now, most especially the butchering, and I don't mind using the word because that's what it is, the butchering of children, killing them. And when they come down with myocarditis, the end of the line for virtually all of them is either death early, within 5 years, or a heart transplant. In other words, their lives have been essentially destroyed. They may continue living, but what kind of a life is that? So what are we doing here? And why aren't Americans out in the streets? Huh? Nobody's out. Nobody's complaining. Betty, it's as if they have just accepted it as the way life is on the planet. Life and death.
Yeah, but
it's bizarre.
I'd like to read you something, because when I saw this report today, it says people don't know what corporations have done in order to get out of fraud. This is called the False Claims Amendment Act, and it was done in 2021. And what it looks like is that they've just got the get out of jail free card, a card to commit fraud. And here's what it says. It says, fight your claims. They can get away with fraud as long as the government would write them a check despite knowing about the fraud, Attorney Robert Barnes said. He said, in an attempt to strengthen the False Claims Act, anti-retaliation provisions, and install new safeguards against industry-level blacklisting of whistleblowers seeking employment, Congress in July 2021 introduced the False Claims Amendment, and it said that Pfizer is one of the most criminally fined drug companies in the world, and wants to weaken the laws that hold them accountable. So things that we don't know that are going on, they know all these people are going to be sick or dying, so they've fixed it where they simply can get out of, they don't have to have any liability whatsoever, and they can't even bring it to court. So, and a lot of them are just too far gone. Like the Russian doctor said, people today are kind of illogical because they've got the vax, they've got aspartame, they've got RBGH and MSG, and you put all that together.
Oh, glyphosate, let's don't forget that.
Yes, exactly. So, but in the meantime, their attorneys are working on the other end so that you can't do anything about it. So it said this particular case will determine if Big Pharma can rip off the American people using a dangerous drug that harms millions without any legal remedy because they claim the government was in on the scam. That's pretty bad. You know, they have no way to turn. You know, they can't
That's
go
right.
to an attorney. So
no, and, you know, I'm getting more and more reports from people about vaxxed drivers and vaccidents. Accidents when a vaccinated bioweapon recipient is at the wheel. And I'm being told now that in many cases, when the, whatever it is, the police officer, sheriff, so whoever the highway patrol, whoever's there doing the interviewing of the bioweapon recipient driver who's involved in this vaccident, they say things like, not every time, but often, what am I doing here? What is this all about? What happened?
You know,
they are disconnected from reality by this hideous chemical nightmare that they're injecting in hundreds of billions of people now. 5 billion people, I think. They didn't all get the same Pfizer stuff, but they've been injected with something. Go ahead.
It's interesting that you bring that up because one of our Mission Possible operations in Minnesota, Barbara Mulder, called recently, and she said, I don't know what's happening to people, but they'll be going on the freeway and just stop. And then they'll hit you, and you ask them, and they have no idea where they are or what they're doing. And she said, in 2 weeks, I've been hit 3 times on the freeway. So three times in 2 weeks. And not only that, even I was looking at a neighborhood email list where they're complaining that they have to cancel their flights because they vaccinated the pilots and some of them have gone in cardiac arrest and they've got these cardiac problems and that they simply can't fly anymore and they don't have enough pilots, and Delta Airlines says that they'll be training some more, but you don't even want to get on a plane. And even the National Enquirer wrote Terror in the Skies and said it's like Russian roulette. So you remember when I said that the reactions are just the same as aspartame. So Dr. Blaylock wrote the athlete report. He wrote the pilot aspartame alert. And so I've been sending them out to the pilots that called and the people that call that say they've been in accidents to tell them to stay away from aspartame and stay away from the vax. But it's not just the cars, it's not just the pilots, it's not just the athletes, it's all of them. And that's what's so serious. And with the way that they have censored things on the net, it's very difficult to keep these things out. You know, they've got fact checkers that that were created to misinform, and people can't get the right information. And these acts, I'm just glad that you brought that up, because Barbara's not the only one that told me that she's been in accidents where people didn't know that.
And they didn't, these people say, yeah, I've heard that. What am I doing here? What is this all about?
Exactly.
How did I get here? They get behind the wheel, they're on autopilot, and they just go, and then they lose it, and they crash. And they have no idea what happened. And this is common. This is an indication of prions in the brain and the beginning of plaque buildups in the brain. Call it Alzheimer's, call it whatever you want. I call it mad cow, CJD. It's the same thing. It's the beginning of the end of that person. It is mental incompetence that is only going to accelerate until the person dies. That's the sad truth. Bruce Willis, actor at the peak of his career, 68 years, I think he was 68, took the shots. He's finished now. He allegedly cannot recognize family members. Who's the other one? Can't remember now. There's another actor who's got it. They call Willis's illness aphasia, A-P-H-A-S-I-A. But that's not it. It's prion disease. That's what he's got. They're hiding it behind these different names. And
yeah,
it's not going to get better.
Well, I remember working with Dr. Holes. You may remember he wrote Mad Cow Disease, Milkgate, and Prions.
Oh, yeah. It goes back. Yeah.
Yes. So we know all about it. He made all this information available. And when Oprah Winfrey had a guest, she made the comment, I'm not going to eat a burger again, and was sued. And it was Dr. Holes that won the case.
Interesting.
So, you know, we thought it was over. And here it is back.
Yeah. Big time. And it's not just in the brain. Remember, prion disease can break out anywhere in the body, anywhere, in any organ, anywhere. It's just a misfolding of prions, proteins, and they string together in little fibrils, and then they get to be bigger strings of fibrils, and eventually they grow to fit the size of the vein or the artery or wherever they are. Did I send you the John O'Looney video? It's 2 minutes long, where he had a young man who, you've heard of SADS, SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. All right. Well, the reason these people are dying is because these amyloid clots are building up in their arteries and their veins to the extent that they shut down, there's no more blood flow. And all of a sudden it reaches a point where the blood can't move at all anymore, and the person literally falls over dead. Okay? That's what's happening. Now, that's a two-minute video, and John O'Looney is a funeral director in the UK. They don't do extensive autopsies there. They just do simple embalming. And so he wasn't really involved with cutting out these huge clots from long veins in the legs or arteries. So he wasn't seeing it. That wasn't under his job purview. But now he had a young man come in to be prepared for burial, and he was taking care of that individual. And in the chest cavity of the man, they had done a full autopsy on him, and what they do is they put all the major organs back in a bag and put it inside the chest cavity, and then sew the chest cavity back up, sometimes including the brain, as John O'Looney says. The doctor doing the autopsy makes that decision, but they put all the organs in a bag. Anyway, O'Looney took the heart of this young man out of the bag and examined it, and he found that the aorta, which is the biggest outflow channel of blood from the heart, it pushes it into the aorta, and it from there goes on up the main aorta and spreads out through all the they're secondary. I guess you'd call them all. You got an aorta, a vein. Look at the video. I'm going to send it to you. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
And he'll make it very clear. He pulled all of these amyloid clots out of this kid's heart, put them in a jar, and he found others as well, and he put them in a jar, and they're not blood, they're amyloid, that's protein. And he said this, he was, you know, I could, let me play this video for you, Betty. It's just 2 minutes. Hold on. I'm going to play this, and I'll send it to you as well. You need to circulate this to your list, okay?
Okay.
So whether it's an artery coming off an aorta, the primary, or a vein, which the veins carry the blood back to the heart, and the aorta and the arteries take it away and deliver it to the body, it doesn't matter. These things grow in any of them. So here's John O'Looney, 2 minutes, talking about what he found, and he's a Brit, so just take a listen. Well, actually, he's an Irishman, but he's over in Great Britain.
Just the misery of it all. I mean, the last 3 weeks I've looked after three people under 30. On Friday I looked after a guy who died suddenly, and he had a post-mortem. So we were kind of waiting for a sudden death in a youngster that had had a post-mortem to take a closer look. Now, the post-mortem process, I don't know if you're aware or not, but they basically take all the organs out and they do whatever they need to do with the organs, weigh them, take slides and blocks, and then they put them back in a bag, and the bag is put back in the cavity, sometimes with the brain, and then they sew the cavity up. Now, obviously, the arterial system in that person has been compromised, so you can't do a traditional embalming. It's quite invasive, so you have to open the cavity, take the organs out, and source the individual arteries that have been severed. So the ephemeral arteries down both legs, the radial ones down the arms, and the carotid to both sides. And it was straight away the embalmer saw all this crap hanging out of this person's arteries. And I'm going to hold it up. This is a glass of formaldehyde with just some of that were pulled out of the arteries to get the pump in, because it was blocking. I don't know if you can see it very clearly. Let me turn the background blur off 1 second. Background.
Yeah,
okay.
And
so that should be better. So you can see there.
Definitely.
This,
wow.
Yeah.
Gary, are you looking at this?
So
yeah,
you see the thick one here. This one here came out of the aorta from the heart. They take the shape of the vessels that they're growing in slowly, and they gradually fill the vessels as they grow. And
that's the point. That's the end of it right there. The point is they grow in the shape of the vessel, whether it's an artery or, in this kid's case, it was the primary aorta as well, or a vein. They fill that space until no more blood can pass, and then the person dies. That's the end. The other actor I was trying to think of was Brad Pitt. He's finished. He's 58. I think he's 58 or 50 something. Anyway, I may be off on the ages. Brad Pitt, the actor. He has prions also in the brain, and it has affected him with another name, which I've forgotten momentarily, where he can now no longer look at his own family members and recognize them by their faces. He's lost the ability to recognize people by their faces. He'll never make another movie. He's done. Bruce Willis is done. This is all being kept relatively quiet. There's an announcement, then it goes away.
Well, you know, one thing about celebrities, at least you usually hear about them and you know which ones have the problem because of the vax and which ones for aspartame. But look at the case of Sharon Stone that came out 2 days ago. She had 9 miscarriages, and she was a Diet Coke spokesperson. She lost the ability to have a family because she didn't know that it makes you infertile. And then that's also what the vax is doing, is causing sterility. So by giving it to all these young people, you can see what's going to happen.
Sure,
and they don't even think of it. No. You know, they're just not able to have children. But if you look at some of the celebrities, you can tell which ones are affected by the vax and which ones are on, which ones, you know, are sick because of the aspartame, because it's an endocrine disrupting agent, and it stimulates prolactin, changes the menses, and causes infertility. You can get off of aspartame and get pregnant, but if you get back on it, it's an abortifacient. You carry the baby, and you've got birth defects and autism, and then they give them a vax. So there just seems to be no way out of this, what they have created. And then you see it in the news. You see it in the news quite a bit, especially with the celebrities, you know, like, as you say, Brad Pitt. And I think there was another one today. So they, so the people are getting the information. I don't know that they're listening, but it's been.
Well, that's a very important comment. Are they listening? Are they able to retain?
Yeah.
Do they really care? Most people are now financially in over their heads. They're struggling to put food on the table. It's a terrible nightmare for people. People are losing their homes. And so they have more immediate things to worry about in many cases. But ultimately, this is an operation to reduce the planet's population by up to 80-85%. And that's what the goal is. The first tier, the first target, was the white Caucasian, Western European, North American Christian population, including Australia, etc. And that's where they targeted it, and that's what they're after. Now, when you hear things like Pfizer is going to double the dosage in every booster shot, I'm not saying they have done it, but they announced that that's what they're after. Remember, they're operating under an emergency use authorization, EUA, so they'll probably get away with it. And now Moderna is trying to be able to inject their product into three-month-old babies.
That's just a sin. That is.
It's beyond words, Betty. We don't have enough words to adequately express the horror of this. We don't.
I wish we could get some others. You know, all the doctors were helping me some years ago, and we did the report for schools and pediatricians to try to save some of the children, and it's still on our website. And we can go back and add the vax and, you know, let people know what they're doing, and then send it into the schools. And the school systems have gotten so bad because of all the things that are crazy to me. I mean, woke language and things that they're teaching kids. You know,
they're destroying children. They're destroying childhood. They're taking the joy out of life. They're just, these are not human behaviors.
I know. They're demonic behaviors. And that's, well, you know what the Bible says, the devil is running the world, because this is not, you know, normal human feelings to let all these people die and suffer and do absolutely nothing about it.
I
agree. To cover it up, you know.
Now, you mentioned earlier, just for our listeners, that your husband was in the hospital and they gave him a shot, one of the bioweapons, without permission. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because when you all go in the hospital, friends, you don't have any control. No matter what you sign, what you don't sign, or what you say, they'll do what they damn well want. In many cases, they've killed people like that.
Well, I brought the, you know, they can go to your page and look under aspartame, and they'll see the hospital report with the chapter on drug interaction, and across the top I wrote no blood, no vax. And then a woman just came in and stuck it into his arm, and it was over. And then after that, they wanted to use anesthesia. And I said, my husband is almost 90 years old. You can't do it without giving him magnesium or he will have a stroke. They said, we can't do that. They did what they wanted, and he had a stroke. And then he got atrial fib. And so you had the VACs, and you had them doing everything wrong. And it wasn't very long before he died. So if I had never taken him to the hospital, I believe I could have saved him. But he was losing a lot of blood.
I understand. And, anyway, the point is, you know, they'll just come in and do things. And who's to stop them? I lost a friend last December, same way. He said, absolutely no remdesivir. And I kept asking him, are you sure they didn't give you any? And finally I said, demand to see your chart. And he did. And he's in ICU and he's emailing me. And right on the chart shows they had given him the bioweapon. And he said, well, they also gave him remdesivir. But he said to the doctor, why did you give me remdesivir? I told you not to. He said, oh, I just gave you enough to save your life. And they killed him. He died the day after
Christmas.
And they
killed him. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, how many did they kill just like him? How many?
You know, Dr. Blaylock.
Maybe Mikovits may be right. Yeah.
Well, one of the things Dr. Blaylock did discuss the other day was informed consent. And a lot of people think that they can't sue on vaccines. But in the case of informed consent, you can sue because you tell them not to do it, and they do have to have your consent. And I'm certainly going to do something about my husband.
Good.
Because they, you know, I told them not to do it. So in that case, you can sue.
Okay.
And
all right. Betty, thank you for being here, and keep at it. We'll talk again. I sent you that video.
Okay.
I want you to take a look at that and circulate it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Betty.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Betty Martini. Okay. We'll be right back with hour two in just a few minutes. Hang on.